This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. Joining me now from, he is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, and he is young Dan Zimmerman. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you after all the holidays?
I'm happier. I'm happier that they're over now. But I never got a chance to thank you for all of the collaborating we've done over the past, over 2021 and everything and all the shifts you made and all the other stuff to help me make my day better.
Oh, gosh, it's my pleasure. Nothing to thank me for at all. It's a pleasure every week.
So let's go talk about this cat, Will Carlos. I've been reading his work lately, as you have as well, and I find it quite interesting that this guy, I mean, what does that mean if I would like to have a pair of gloves like OJ couldn't fit into? If I'm looking to buy memorabilia, where will Mr. Carlos take this with me?
That's a good question. You know, there's been a concerted effort, particularly in the lead up to, what is it, Wednesday? When's the 6th? January
Thursday.
6th this week.
Thursday
yeah. Be ready for the onslaught, although it's actually already started with the one-year anniversary of the January 6th.
Yeah, I heard that Joe and Kamala are going to come and speak, too.
Oh, I'm sure. They're going to make a huge day of it. This is going to be just, you know, the 4th of July for the Democrats to pretend that we somehow almost lost our democracy a year ago. But anyway, as part of that is what Carlos has published in USA Today, claiming that, you know, gun show goers, and particularly the fact that, you know, at every gun show, along with, you know, beef jerky sellers and homemade reloads and all that kind of garbage.
Don't forget canned bacon.
And canned bacon. There's always there one or two people that are selling World War II memorabilia, including, of course, Nazi stuff. I think most of which is usually fake, you know, reproduction and stuff and things like that. And he takes that as prima facie evidence that anyone who attends a gun show or, in fact, defends gun rights is a prime candidate for far-right extremism. It's insane. It's guilt by association, but that's never stopped anybody on the left. You know, anytime somebody does something stupid with a gun, everybody in, you know, every other gun make, law-abiding gun owner is then implicated, by connection, it's a mess. So, but it's transparent stupidity. And
well, there's one line in the quote though that I find interesting because they say the vast majority of gun owners are law-abiding citizens, but experts and former members of the extremist far right said a passion for gun rights often serves as a gateway to radicalization, one eagerly exploited by recruiters and leaders in the movement.
Yes.
Now, I've been around a few places, Dan Zimmerman, and you know what I've never met? I've never met an extremist leader.
I've never met a recruiter either.
I mean, have you never had one come to you at SHOT Show or the NRA and say, listen, I'm an extremist leader of a militia group. We're going to overthrow everything known to man, and would you like to interview me?
No, and I've been to more than a few gun shows, too.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anybody, you know, carrying a big flag or wearing a big hat. Says militia recruiter looking to sign up members to overthrow the government or to take over federal land or I don't know what else militias do other than, you know, practice in the woods sometimes. I have seen
Alyssa Milano show up with armed security to talk about us being armed.
I saw her too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was witness to that. But yeah, this is all.
As far as it gets, though, that's the closest thing to the weird that I've ever seen. And
this is all projection and craziness and catastrophizing and trying to blow this up into something it isn't and take a few actual potential extremists and make them out to be examples of everybody on the right, everybody who cares about gun rights, everybody who happens to attend a gun show. It's crazy. It's stupid. But it is par for the course.
Well, their favorite thing now is to call us Nazis, except Nazis were socialists, and they are socialists. So we're not the Nazis here in the political, you know, thought
pattern. The good thing is being called a Nazi and just like being called a racist or a white supremacist or an extremist now is so overdone that it's lost all meaning. Virtually everybody is a Nazi or an extremist or a white supremacist or cisnormative something or other. Those terms have lost all meaning. When everybody is a Nazi, nobody is a Nazi. When everybody is a racist, nobody is a racist. What it does is it calling anybody who disagrees with somebody like Mr. Carlos a Nazi or an extremist provides cover for actual Nazis and actual extremists, of which there are very few, of course. But there are a few out there. There's a few wackos in every population. But these people provide cover for them by applying those labels to virtually everyone on the other side of whatever issue they're talking about.
Well, the other thing here is while they're, you know, we don't default to violence, right? I mean, yeah, there's some groups out there that say we're worried about the government. Well, you know, everybody should be worried about the government, but we're not the ones getting out there practicing to kill people the way the left does with their John Brown Gun Club and some of their other stuff and the NFAC and all those other guys. And they're the ones that actually have recruiters, as far as I can tell. I mean, I just get a kick out of it. But and I tell you what, I can't. I'm running out of time. I want to tell you my big thought about this because I read this a lot, and I found it just so outlandish. I was wondering why something like this would get put out there. But then I saw something, so I want to share that with you when we get back. This article is straight off the top of the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. That is where Dan Zimmerman is the editor-in-chief. This is where he plies his trade every day, the most prolific website of its type. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Timmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and I want to run this past you. When you look at the fake stream media, the televised TV, where I think most people are getting most of their information, now hear me out on this. When you think about that, has it ever occurred to you that now, because all of their talking points have failed, all of their little listserv things they tried to do and journalist stuff that they did, all of that has failed, and now they're having to come up with new information and everything. I noticed that this article got picked up by the news, by TV. I saw it on a couple of TV outlets getting played back, and I was just thinking, and they were quoting this guy word for word, verbatim. And I remembered back when Parkland happened, and a local TV station here where I live said there have been 18 of these cases so far, and I knew they were just copy and pasting. These guys in the mainstream media are trying to continue the case for all of these little leftist tropes they've got out there, all these little leftist, their little wish list, and they're constantly having to figure out a new idea to push it. And I guess this guy, Carlos, he's one of the thinkers. He's doing their thinking for them, giving them some outlet to go. What do you think?
I'm not sure where you're going with it. You said the 18 cases. 18 cases of what?
Remember after Parkland when they were saying, well, there's been 18 such shootings like at Parkland already this year. That was on Valentine's Day.
I see.
Remember that? They were calling it like if somebody shot a school bus that was on blocks, they called that a school shooting.
Right, and then you've got the geniuses of the Gun Violence Archive, who I think they claimed, I think the last number I saw, were 689 mass shootings in 2021. That's the number that they were claiming. And there were all kinds of anti-gun orgs tweeting that out and instantly discrediting themselves by using that number, because nobody believes that number. No. Everybody knows that's garbage. But yes, things like the Carlos article and other similar types of think pieces, to use the term loosely, it's all part of the same thing. They're trying to otherize gun owners, to make gun owners seem exotic and strange and extreme, to use their term, unusual, when, of course, there are, there's well over 100 million gun owners in this country, and the vast majority of them don't commit crimes. They don't shoot anyone. No one is shot with their guns. You know, there are no accidents. The number of people who were accidentally shot by firearms reached an all-time low. I think it was in 2020, or I remember it was 19 or 20. It was in the 300s. This is a country with almost half a billion firearms. And I think there were 380 something accidental firearm deaths.
Right.
Or maybe it was shootings. I don't remember the exact statistic, but it was an incredibly low, and it was the lowest I think the NSSF had ever recorded. So all the facts about gun ownership and the law-abiding nature of America's firearm owners runs directly in contradiction to the kind of narrative that people like Carlos and others on the anti-gun left have an interest, a vested interest in pushing. But that won't stop them from pushing it. And writing it and publishing it. And there are places like USA Today and The Atlantic and HuffPo and Slate that are more than happy to publish it for them. New York Times, Washington Post, because they, of course, agree with the narrative. And we won't stop seeing it. Fortunately, the market and for what those outlets produce seems to reduce a little bit every year. So.
I think we should get some hidden cameras, like get the biggest things we can find and just walk up with them and go hang out at the Nazi paraphernalia booths at the gun shows to film the crowds, because we shouldn't be able to see the people.
Have you when you walk by those guys at a gun store, at a gun show, have you ever seen anyone stop there looking at what the stuff they sell?
Well, I mean, it's like you said. I mean, it's been 70 some odd years now. I doubt very seriously that this is a genuine German Panzer leather jacket that looks, you know, you're looking at it and it says Wilson's leather on the inside of it. I doubt that very seriously. I think if there's any fascination to be had, it may be with the weaponry, but that's just because people that like guns look at different things, and I mean the weapons of the Germans in World War II were quite different from anything else going on, just like it is with the Soviet Union. And so it's always interesting to look at other things, but I don't see anybody gagging, going out there going, "Hey, Bill, do you know how to find a German Luger?" I don't know, dude. Do you want something that's been, it's 70 some odd years old? Probably just, it sounds like a castanet when you shake it. You want one of those?
Exactly. And it's not much of a leap, and Carlos probably just hasn't thought about it yet, to think that any gun dealer at a gun show or even a local gun store who happens to have a Luger for sale is, he would have, somebody like Carlos would, of course, accuse him of peddling Nazi material and being a stealth recruiter for America's.
Wonder what he makes of all these people like AKs.
Yeah, right. Or a Mosin Nagant. You know, those are commie weapons.
Gasp. I know.
Or Chinese AKs. But of course, those are ideologies with which he would have far less trouble than with the Nazis. So anyway, it's pathetic. It's sad. And again, with January 6th coming up this week, we're going to see even more of it, because they're going to be peddling the extremism and the insurrectionism line even more than usual this week.
Well, you can find this article that we've been talking about on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com, where it joins a bunch of other new articles daily. This is a happening at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Sunday, 254,091 new cases of COVID-19 were reported, with 244 people dying from the virus. This has many kids headed back to the classroom for the first time after winter break. This parent telling NBC News kids do have to be in the classroom, even though the cases remain high.
I do feel safe bringing her to school, but it's still scary. I mean, she's very small. Social distancing, you know, it's not something that they really know what to do. We've been through this for almost 2 years now, so, you know, I think we just have to learn to live with it. We can't limit our children. We have to give them back a normal life.
Apple, the first U.S. company to reach $3 trillion in market cap. This is USA Radio News. More people on the East Coast are in the dark as a major winter storm moves through the area. It's bringing snow to Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and some other states. More than 300,000 Virginians are in the dark. More than 50,000 in Maryland don't have power as well. The system's still affecting parts of North Carolina, where more than 150,000 don't have electricity. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is giving an update on his state's response to the surge of COVID-19 cases. He raises the issue of testing and President Biden's promise to send 500 million at-home test kits to Americans.
There's obviously a crunch on the availability of tests. We were promised a lot of these home tests. That's the federal government has total control over that. They've promised hundreds of millions of tests. I don't know when that's coming, if it'll come.
Florida, one of many states seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And
something's come up that just came to my attention that I haven't had a chance to really look at, and we certainly haven't had a chance to write yet, but will probably be of interest to your audience.
Well, please.
The DOJ issued a new rule today for all FFLs that they have to offer for sale storage devices for every gun they sell. And this new rule will go into effect on, I think it's February 1st. Here's what it says to the short part of their press release. The Department of Justice has submitted to the Federal Register for publication a final rule, which will take effect February 3rd, requiring FFLs to certify that they have secure gun storage devices, not locks, storage devices available to their customers for purchase. Secure gun storage or safety device, as defined by statute and regulation, includes a safe, gun case, lockbox, or other device that is designed to be or can be used to store a firearm that is designed to be unlocked only by means of a key, a combination, or other similar means. Not all devices are compatible with varying types of firearms. Therefore, integral to the new rule is the requirement that FFLs have available secure gun storage options that are compatible with the firearms they are selling. I've not read this new rule, but this seems, from that description, it seems to, of course, exclude the gun locks that are shipped with every gun that's sold in this country. You were talking about a case. So for your average, this is all off the top of my head, for your average brick-and-mortar gun store, I'm sure most of them are selling at least some storage devices for some of
right.
that. Maybe
right.
not for long guns. If it were me, I'm just thinking really quickly. Let's say you're an online seller. Let's say you're Palmetto State Armory. I
right.
assume they sell storage type.
They have safes, yeah.
Things. Yeah, I'm sure they've got safes and like stack-on boxes and things like that. But if you're somebody who doesn't already sell something like that, if it were me, I would stock one stack-on case that is big enough to handle my longest gun, and I would price it at $10,000. So they can't say I don't have a case for sale available, you know, that will accommodate every gun I own, and they can't say I don't sell it.
Well, I mean, they're basically getting really dangerously close to requiring safe storage, aren't they?
Yeah, this is as close as they can get. Now, obviously, there's no requirement here on the people who are buying guns to buy one of these. They just have to, they're just saying that retailers have to have them available for sale. So there's, again, no requirement that somebody who's buying a gun buy one, let alone use one if they did buy one. This is only a requirement on gun sellers, gun retailers. I'm guessing there's going to be a lawsuit. What I don't understand is that they said they did this, and it goes into effect February 3rd. I'm not sure how they are sidestepping the 90-day comment period, you know, the rulemaking process that, you know, you've got to have a 90-day comment period, and they've got to then respond to all the comments that come in. I don't know how the DOJ is getting around that, but I'm no attorney, so we'll have to see, and I'll have to read the actual rule. This announcement is on the DOJ website right now with a link to the Federal Register. And they've also been really helpful and have published a new document, Best Practices Guide for FFLs, which I can't wait to read. So then that's for them. Well, it's ostensibly for them to help FFLs comply with all the various laws
right.
And safety regulations that apply to them.
Here's the thing with this. What's the point of this? So how many gun owners do you know that don't already have some means of locking up a gun for anybody that owns more than one?
Well, let's be honest. I think there are a lot of people who they buy a gun and they throw it in a drawer and that's it. And
yes.
I'm sure there are plenty of people who don't have a lockable container for their gun. But again, they're not going after those people here. They're just trying to make sure that everywhere that you go to buy a gun gives you the option of buying a storage device for that gun. Of course, you can go on Amazon and buy these things. You can go on Brownells or Palmetto or all kinds of online sources and buy these things. There's no shortage of these. They're available to everyone who wants one easily. Any metropolitan area of any size has stores. You go to every Bass Pro, every Cabela's.
You know what I use?
What do you use?
I use a big mechanics toolbox with the big long drawers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that locks up. It is very big. It's very unwieldy.
Sure.
Sometimes they do roll, but I mean, it's not like you're going to pick it up and run away.
Exactly. Craftsman, Cobalt, they all make those kinds of things, you know, that work really well, you know, for locking up your tools. But yeah, you could use those to lock up all but probably the longest shotguns or rifles would fit in most of those things. So yeah, there's no shortage. I think they are trying to. I think this is in effect, number one, say that they're doing something for safety, and number two, actually trying to burden some retailers that don't sell this kind of thing already. What comes to mind, one of our writers, our assistant editor, Jeremy, is also the owner of a firearms company called Black Collar Arms. And they make specialty pistols and rifles. These are not inexpensive guns, and they sell them to all kinds of people. They don't sell any. It's all sold through the via the internet. But they don't sell anything, and a few accessories and things like that. They certainly don't sell any storage equipment or anything like that. So my guess is this is intended to burden people like that. But again, if I were Jeremy and I was running a business, of course, run it past my attorney, I would buy one stack on case and long gun case and price it at $10,000. So I'm saying.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you one thing I have seen. We're heading into the next break, but I mean, even my local Apple store that is the authorized repair center offers handgun safes. I don't know. The Apple store does. Yeah, the local authorized repair center offers TSA-approved locking gun safes for handguns. So it's not going to... Yeah, I found... Well, he's a gun enthusiast. The guy that owns a place. Hey, you heard it first here. I'm presuming this will show up. You wouldn't find it right now at The Truth About Guns, but it's coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been talking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Just brought something to us that hasn't even made it onto the website yet, which was pretty cool. But I get those texts all the time. I'm always in the know. Anyway. Let's go to the, let's finish this up because I love these guys talking about gun-toting politicians of the Kim Jong-uns of American politics. So do we have somebody out there in Congress that's carrying an anti-aircraft gun? Because that's what he likes to shoot, old Kim Jong.
I don't think so. Yeah. This is, again, another dip or another shot at the Lauren Boberts and the Thomas Masseys of the world. To go back to when Ted Cruz was running for president, he famously fired a machine gun. He wrapped bacon around the barrel of a rifle and cooked it and then ate some. And just on the other side of the aisle, of course, we've got Joe Manchin, who in both of his last two Senate campaigns fired rifles. There's a long history of politicians on both sides of the aisle burnishing their Second Amendment cred by having themselves photographed with and filmed while shooting guns. And this person, Quentin Young, who wrote a piece on this, is just horrified by this and said it makes these people look weak instead of strong. To say that what these extremists, and again, of course, these people are extremists because everybody who owns and cares about and advocates for gun rights these days are now extremists. It's what these extremists fail to grasp is how weak such posing makes them appear. People who are confident in their strength don't need to peacock. an elected official posing with a weapon is a micro version of a military parade. So basically what he's, you know, saying is this is like Brezhnev on...
Wait. Now, didn't Obama get out there when he got elected president and say, the oceans will stop rising? Didn't he?
Not only did he do that, but he, the Lightbringer himself was filmed firing a shotgun.
Horizontally to the ground, yeah. And then, exactly. Of course, Joe Biden's going to cancel the virus, which are both, you know, biblical things. You know, they're anointing themselves gods by getting out there, but they're creating this visual, right? So these guys get out here and they're shooting guns, which is a visual, and for some reason that makes them appear weak. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, weren't most of the members of Congress hiding behind the handful of guys with guns on the January 6th non-surrection?
Of course they were.
Yeah.
Of course they were.
So, talking about Boebert and... Massey for posing with guns, and how did Massey get an M60?
Of course, any of us can buy an M60 if you go through all the hoops and want to pay a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, more power to him. I'm glad he owns one.
Yeah.
I wish I did. I've shot the semi-automatic version of that, that's pretty cool. But he said, he goes on, of course, he says, if you're tempted to be impressed when a member of Congress showboats with a firearm, just think of Kim Jong-un. So, in effect, what he's saying is these little tyrants are no different than Brezhnev on Lenin's tomb, you know, watching the military parade go by, or Kim Jong-un, sometimes holding a gun or being surrounded by men with guns. It's all of a piece with the Carlos.
Can you get a hold of Quentin Young and get me? I would love to interview him because I'd love to ask him things like, what about 22, almost 22? Well, it's going to be 22 conservative carry or constitutional carry states. What about 20 million plus concealed carry permits? People that never get out there, that you're saying that we're witnessing, right? So you got 20 some odd states where you don't have to have a permit. We don't know how many people are carrying a gun. And then at the same time, we know there's 20 million plus permits out there. If we're such weak-minded idiots, wouldn't we be reacting to that which you think occurs? I would love to ask him that question.
Yeah, well, there's that. And there's just the fact that if gun owners were as impressionable and violent and tyrannical and malleable as people on the left say we are, if we were 1/100th as violent as they claim, every city in America would look like Mogadishu. Now, we do have spiking crime in most big cities in this country, but it ain't anywhere near what it would look like if, you know, 1/100th of the gun owners in this country were as violent as the people on the left love to claim that they are.
Well, see, and that's a good point, but I'll tell you one thing that would be a result of that. There would be nobody pushing for gun control. There would be no Democrats if we were reacting the way they say we're reacting. They make it sound like we're, you know, and the problem that I don't think this dude understands is most gun owners are alphas. I don't care, male, female, they're alphas. They think for themselves. So, I don't know, man, I don't know. But see, here's my problem with these guys, and you tell me what you think about this. If they really believe this about us, how can they force themselves to not do something about it?
I'm sorry? I didn't follow you there.
So, if we're Nazis, and if we're crazed, violent people, and if we're going to react and just start shooting people up just because they take our parking space or something like that, if we're killing children, if all these other things that they tell us we're doing all the time, how do they not do something about it?
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. If we truly are Nazis, if we truly are the kind of people that round up people in camps and kill them by the million. What, you're right. Why aren't they mobilizing? Why aren't they waging actual war against these people who they claim are Nazis and violent authoritarians and insurrectionists? If all these people are actually threatening to end America's democracy, don't they have? Aren't they duty bound to take up arms against them? Yet street none of combat. That ever happens.
Street combat.
Exactly.
And I've heard it both ways too. I don't know if you've heard it. Either we're going to go insane and attack what, I don't know, if Trump doesn't get elected president, or if Trump gets elected president, I guess they're going to have to go insane and attack, because this will be, or somebody like Trump too. It could be somebody like Trump too. I think Hillary said that. They're going to have to attack us then, one way or the other. So it seems like either way we go, we're going to be attacked.
Absolutely. And if Ron DeSantis is elected, he will be the next Trump. He will be treated exactly the same way, and he will be demonized just like Trump is. He will be treated as Trump-lite.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much for joining me today. I look forward to a nice year of collaboration as we've had before and before and before. So, thank you, sir.
Looking forward to it, too, sir.
TheTruthAboutGuns.com. That's where Dan is at. That's where you can find him. That's where you can catch him. Check it out. The most prolific website of its type. This is Lock and Load. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.